Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. Sir, I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're just talking to people in your area about some local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Independent, thank you, sir. And when it comes to voting for local offices in your areas, or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or mix roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Democratic.
Mostly Democrats. Okay, thank you, sir.
Republicans are idiots. They follow Trump.
Understood. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, sir. Sir, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, sir, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rules is working well and should continue?
No, they're a bunch of idiots.
So it's time for a change and direction of political. Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Abortion rights, violent crimes, property.
The top three government leaders right now are the biggest problem.
Understood, sir. Just for the sake of a research, okay, if you allow me to finish the topics, and then you can pick one just for the sake of a research so we can continue. Is it the biggest issue facing Texas, abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, health care costs, gun violence, illegal immigration and the border, the economy, inflation and jobs? If you had to pick one of those, which one would be the one?
Has to be leadership again.
Okay.
Everything. It's everything that it comes under leadership. Abbott's
right.
An idiot. Our attorney general's an idiot, and our lieutenant governor's an idiot.
Okay. So I think that will fall like the economy, inflation, and jobs, because they're the ones who, you know, the leadership is the one responsible for that. Can I select that as your answer so we can move right along? Will that be okay?
I mean, education and health is what the biggest issues.
Okay, thank you.
Education, health, and our power grid system is being run by an idiot.
Yeah, I had
they're all appointed by the same idiot, Abbott.
Yeah, just to say, sir, which is the next most important problem or issue? Is there abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes? You say funding for public schools and teacher pay, right? That would be the education, correct?
That'd be one of them.
Okay.
Abortion's another big one. There's too many to name one.
No, it's more complicated.
I mean, it'd be abortion. It'd be abortion. It'd be education.
Okay.
It'd be people's rights.
Yeah, it's more complicated than just
look at how Abbott covered up everything in Uvalde. That was his fault. And he still has the same appointed Texas Ranger leader.
Right, they haven't changed.
He should have been fired that day. So,
yeah.
No, I mean, it all comes back down to the top two leadership.
Yeah, I was very sad, though. I appreciate you sharing your opinion, sir. Sir, next, mark your opinion of each as a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. How about Ted Cruz? How do you feel?
He's an idiot.
Very unfavorable.
He has no spine. Very unfavorable. He has no spine.
Donald Trump, same question. Favorable, very, somewhat favorable.
Who?
Donald Trump. Very unfavorable.
That's very.
Okay.
As unfavorable as you can get.
Understood. How about Colin Ardred? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable, sir?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And how about Ken Paxton? Same question. What's your opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. How about Mark LaHood? What's your opinion? Do you recognize the name?
LaHood?
Yeah.
He's a spineless guy. I know
so,
who he is. He's
very unfavorable.
He's local.
Is that your opinion? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
How about Lowell Jordan Switz? What's your
opinion?
I
have no idea who he is.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Steve Allison? Do you recognize the name?
I have no idea who he is.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Sir, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Harris.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colleen Autry, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Aldridge.
Okay. Thank you. Colin, right. Okay. In the election for the Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Switz, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to decide today?
Right now, any Democrats over any Republican.
For the Republicans in the case. Next, here's some follow-up information about both the state House district candidates. Now, Mark LaHood
whoever the Democrat is.
Right. It's just a bit of information.
There's too many idiots.
A lot of them running right. Let me just read this real quick. The state House district candidates, Mark LaHood, is a pro-Trump Republican, a criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at the crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for vote. Unapologetic conservative leadership in government.
I've got to go right now. I got problems. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.